Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, I have put together a Steelers wide receiver trade list prior to the deadline, which is tomorrow. That's why everybody's nervous about tomorrow, right? The NFL trading deadline. Also, the first college football playoff ranking comes out tomorrow. And then this little old thing, the election, which we will not be talking about here. This will be your escape tomorrow, Wednesday, and forever. Here's my wide receiver wish list. Number one, Chris Olave. I know he's concussed. He got carted off the field yesterday. I don't know how realistic any of these guys are, but this would be my wish list. Chris Olave, number one. Three guys tied for number two. Darius Slayton, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Then fifth, Jacoby Myers. Sixth, Adam Thielen. Seven, Mike Williams. And I do believe Cooper Kupp has been taken off the market, so I'm not even going to list him. I don't know that Metcalf's available. I don't know that Lockett's available. I don't know if Olave's available, but he'll be going into the final year of his deal next season, and my God, they are terrible. If you lose to Carolina, you should trade everybody. That's just a rule moving forward. 412-928-9370. I'm going to tweet that, and I'm sure people are going to nitpick it, but hey, that's the job. Let's go to Newman. Hello, Newman.
How are we doing this morning?
Doing okay, man. How about you?
Good. I'm leaning towards Slayton like you were talking earlier. I like his route running. I like his hands. And the same thing goes for Tyler Boyd. I think we could get Tyler Boyd and bring him home.
Well, if they're going bargain basement shopping, Boyd, Thielen, Mike Williams, I think could all be had on the cheap, and I wouldn't mind any of those guys. Thank you for the call, Newman, at 412-928-9370. Just get a guy. Just get depth. Someone texted in and said, would you have Justin Fields available to maybe sweeten the pot and get a more elite wide receiver? No. No, I would not. Quarterback depth, very important. He's 4-2. He also might be your future. Now, Adam Schefter this weekend was talking about how tough it would be for the Steelers to keep both guys as their price tags have both gone up. You know, Justin Fields was thought of as a guy who couldn't win. Now he's won 4 out of 6 games. He was thought of as a guy who couldn't protect the football. He only threw one interception in 6 games. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson has turned back the clock and he's looked better through 2 games than he did really at any point as the Denver Broncos quarterback. But that's a conversation for another time. No, I'm not trading Justin Fields. And DeAndre Hopkins was traded for a 4th. Devontae Adams, a conditional 3rd. Amari Cooper, you're not giving up a king's ransom. None of these guys have really fetched anything that you might view as mortgaging the future. So you can go get a guy, and you don't really have to give up all that much. If they need to spend a 3rd, and that would get you an Olave, okay. Now, he got concussed yesterday. How much does that factor in? I don't know. They got team doctors. I'm not a doctor. I don't even try to play one on the radio. Although that is our injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Darius Slayton and Chris Olave, 2 guys the Steelers might be interested in, both leave the field with concussions. Then you think about Christian Kirk, who broke his collarbone. And Adam Schefter reported that the Steelers were close, potentially, to getting a deal done to bring him in from Jacksonville. 412-928-9370. Someone tweets in, Chris Olave gets a concussion every week. I'm not sure how productive that will be. Yeah, that's no good. I don't even know if he's available. Jacoby Myers, Yes. Someone texts in Tyreek Hill. Hey, look, if they're interested in moving off of Tyreek Hill because they lose a heartbreaker yesterday to the Dolphins and that was kind of their last gasp, yes, you make the call. I would hope that Omar Khan has made that call. Yes, you attempt that. And yes, you would have to give up more than the third round pick for that guy. But I'm not sure they're moving off of him. 412-928-9370. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This season, I think now, is one of Mike Tomlin's best coaching jobs. To this point. I can't evaluate what he's going to do. We have educated guesses. We are going to prognosticate at times on this year radio program. But through six games, I think you can make an argument that this is one of the more impressive coaching jobs of Mike Tomlin's career. First place in the AFC North. Played the first six games with a backup quarterback. Jaylen Warren, not himself to start the year. Cordarrelle Patterson then looked for a spell like he was the best running back on the roster. He gets hurt. You want Fautanu to be your right tackle. He's out for the year. Zach Frazier may be the best rookie offensive lineman in the National Football League. You've lost him for a couple of games. You didn't have Seumalo to start the year. James Daniels, your right guard, has gone down. All hurt at some point. Alex Highsmith and Herbig out. Even still, averaging 138 rushing yards per game, good for eighth in the NFL. 13th highest scoring team in the NFL. They've had 15 guys placed on IR. They're second in the NFL in points allowed per game. And again, they lead the AFC North at 6-2. I think Mike Tomlin's best two coaching jobs, obviously, 08 and 2010. When you win and then go to a Super Bowl, those will be the best. The real NFL coach of the year is the guy that gets the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the deal, right? But it's a regular season award. 2019, a really good job by Mike Tomlin. Tweedledee, Tweedleduck. And you find a way to go 8-8. And I realized that they were a favorite in their final three games, but they probably shouldn't have been. Again, Duck Hodges. Mason Rudolph. And that was before Mason was Mason. That was Mason doesn't have a quarterback, Coach Mason. Mason's doing virtual reality and practice mates. To get to 8-8 that year was nothing short of a miracle. A great coaching job by Mike Tomlin. This one's right up there. 6-2. Backup quarterback. All the offensive line issues. No wide receiver two. Trying to figure it out with your slot corner. And here you are. He's done a great job. Done a great job. Now, nobody will care if the second half goes poorly, nor should they care. But through eight games, it's one of the best coaching jobs of Mike Tomlin's career. Texter, Mike Garofalo yesterday said the Seahawks aren't trading Metcalf, unfortunately. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a wish list. There's a lot of stuff I wanted from Santa when I was a kid. And I was a very lucky young child. But you don't always get what you want. Isn't that a Beatles song?
Yes.
That's Rolling Stones.
Whatever.
All right, coming up next, your thoughts on Tomlin through eight games. Your thoughts on my Steelers wide receiver wish list. I'd like to hear yours. And then a viral moment yesterday that I think united a divided country. First, it's a Sean Myers fan headline.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.